Well, the end is near. Almost over.
主来的日子很近了，已经快要到了。
It seems like we just started. I guess we did yesterday, but it seems like it ended too quick.
好像我们昨天才开始这个特会，一下就要结束了。
I want to hear the choir sing some more.
我要诗班多唱一首。
But I guess I don't have that opportunity anymore. But God bless you and thank you for singing for us and helping us to worship the Lord.
我们实在感谢主，谢谢你们的服事。
And I want to thank all of you that I got to know or got reacquainted with. It's been nice to be here. In a little while, I'll fly back to New York.
实在很高兴借着这个特会跟大家许多人有机会认识。我很快就要飞回纽约了。
But it's been good to be together and to seek the Lord together.
但是实在很高兴跟大家在一起，与主同在，并且寻求他。
I've read the story of Abraham many, many times.
你知道我对于亚伯拉罕的故事是很熟悉了，我读了很多遍。
But recently, about a year ago, I was reading it again, and something I noticed that I had never noticed really before.
大概一年以前，我在读的时候，我注意到一些我以前没有注意到的事情。
And it struck me, it challenged my own heart, and I've thought about it often over the past year.
对我有很深的印象，过去这一年，我常常默想这一段故事。
Wherever I've gone, it's been kind of a theme of mine, and I want to tell it to others.
好像无论我到哪里去，我都忍不住分享我这个默想的感动。
And it's found in Genesis chapter 22.
是在创世纪二十二章里面。
One of the early forefathers of the church, Augustine, said that one of the chief duties of man is to know God and to worship Him.
有一个年长的有属灵的弟兄曾经这样交通说，我们有一个重要的责任，就是要认识神。
To know God.
去认识神。
And to worship Him.
然后要敬拜他。
But what does that mean? Well, we know what it means to know God. What does it mean to worship Him?
我们都知道什么叫要认识神，但是什么意思叫做要认识敬拜他？
We've been doing that for the past 20-25 minutes this morning. We've come together and we worshiped.
过去二十五分钟左右，我们不是都在这里敬拜他吗？
And sometimes worship, I think, has to do with our singing.
是的，有的时候敬拜是跟唱歌有关。
Our voices, lifting our voices in praise.
我们举起我们的声音来赞美他。
And that's true, and that's part of it.
这是对的，这是一部分。
But I don't know that really is the essence of worship.
但是我不知道这是否是敬拜的真正的意义。
It's a lot more than what we do when we come together and open our mouths.
敬拜是远远超过我们来在一起然后打开我们的嘴巴。
Or maybe when you get in your car and you're on the freeway and driving and you put something in and you start to worship.
或者你在开车在高速公路上你把音乐打开你开始唱的圣诗。
Worship is more than that.
敬拜是远远超过这个。
A lot more.
远远的超过
If we just boil it down to our singing, we've lost something.
若是我们觉得敬拜只是现在唱歌敬拜，那我们失去了很重要的部分。
Some of you have probably heard the name Corrie Ten Boom.
你们听过这个人吗 ？Corrie Ten Boom.
A book or a movie that was made of her life is called The Hiding Place.
她写也很有名的一本书，她写的叫做《密室》。
Anybody ever hear that name? Anybody familiar with her?
谁知道这个名字或这个故事吗
？Okay, a bunch of you have heard of her. She
有不少人知道。
She was living in Holland and her family, and they had a watchmaker shop.
她和她的家呢在荷兰居住，然后开了一个钟表店。
And then there was the German Nazi occupation in Holland, and they were taking away all the Jews, especially.
那德国呢？后来纳粹占领了荷兰，他们在那里捉捕所有的犹太人。
Bringing them into concentration camps and often exterminating them.
逮捕了犹太人，放在集中营，常常就将他们杀害了。
And Corey's family decided that they would turn their watchmaker shop into a safe haven for. Those Jewish people.
那 Tori 这位姊妹，她和她的全家就决定把他们的钟表店呢改成一个隐藏犹太人的地方。
They would hide them behind the walls and in certain fake-looking closets in their home.
他们会把他们放在一个储藏室里，然后做了一个假的墙，把他们藏在那个墙的后面。
And try to smuggle them out of Holland before the Nazis could catch up to them.
然后再把他们偷偷的送离开荷兰。
They had good success.
他们是相当成功的。
This family loved the Lord and feared God. They ask for his blessing and his favor. But there came a time when they were discovered and found out. They were arrested. The whole family was put into a concentration camp. Corey and her sister Betsy were put into the same facility.
Corey 跟他的姐姐 Betsy 一起放在同一个集中营中。
It was a terrible existence that they had there.
这是一个非常不好的环境。
Deprived of a lot of things, food included.
很多东西都失去了，包括食物。
Meager portions and a lot of hard labor and work.
吃的非常的少，但是要做很多的苦工。
Beatings and all kinds of things.
而且被打。
Many people died there in those camps.
各样的苦待，很多人在集中营
中死了。Corey's sister Betsy was one that died there.
她的姐姐 Betsy 就是死在营中。
Malnourished, she got sick, she wasn't taken care of properly, and she passed away.
因为她在集中营中生病了，却没有得到好的照顾，就死了。
This was a hard time for Corey, of course.
当然，对 Corey 来说，这是很艰难的事情。
Through a clerical error, she was released one day.
然后因为集中营的员工呢，犯了一个文字上的错误，结果她就被提早。
A clerical error, but no doubt God had his hand in that whole matter.
虽然好像是一个职工的错误，其实这是神的手在其中。
Her number came up, her number was called, she came before the authorities and she was told she could go.
她的号码被叫到了，她站在执政掌权的面前，他们说你可以回家了，她就走了。
And after she got out of that concentration camp, she told her story and told it around the world to many, many, many people.
她离开集中营之后，她周游世界，许多地方分享她的故事。
One of the things she did was give, I believe, a really good definition of worship.
我觉得在她的分享里面有一件事非常好，就是她对敬拜的定义。
It's a strange definition. I'll tell it to you in a moment, and it maybe won't make sense at the beginning, but I hope by the time we finish this morning, it'll make more sense.
是一个很奇特的定义，那但是我一会儿就会告诉你们，可是也许你们听到会觉得很奇特。希望我的信息结束之后，你们会觉得很合理。
This is what she said.
她是这么说的。
She said, I've learned to hold all things loosely.
我学会了一件，就是用松松的手握住所有的事。
So that God won't have to pry them out of my hands.
所以神不需要搬开我的指头把它拿走。
I've learned to hold everything loosely.
我学会了松松的抓住所有的事物。
Loose hands.
松松的手。
Now that's a crazy definition for worship.
你不觉得这是一种很疯狂的定
义吗? Loose hands.
松的手。
Offering.
奉献。
Not holding.
不要握住。
But really that's the essence of worship.
但这真是敬拜的实意。
Now it's not the essence of worship because Corey Ten Boom said so or because I said so.
并不是因为他这么说。
But it's what the Bible says.
也不是因为我这么说，乃是圣经是这么定义的。
It's what the Bible teaches us is the definition of worship. Loose hands.
圣经里告诉我们，什么是敬拜，就是松着你的手。
True worshippers have everything consecrated to Him.
所有的敬拜者，真正的敬拜者是愿意将所有的事献给神。
And Jesus said it's to true worshippers that He seeks.
耶稣告诉我们说，父就是要这样真实的敬拜者。
The Father seeks those who worship Him in spirit and in truth.
父正在寻找那些用心灵和真实敬拜他的人。
Not just those who sing songs together.
不只是一群在一起唱歌的人。
But those who are consecrated and offer all to Him.
而是分别为圣，把一切献给他的人。
Surrendered with loose hands.
降服他的是手是松的。
And the Father.Seeks those kind of people.
父是寻找这样的人来敬
拜他。He's looking around this morning. He's looking all over, and he's looking for people like that.
神的眼目一直在巡查遍地，他寻找这样的人。
Now, maybe you can guess, and probably I gave it away, but in the first place that worship is mentioned in the Bible,
你们知道
is in Genesis 22.
创世纪二十二章是整本圣经第一次提到敬拜这个词。
It's not Adam. It's not Cain and Abel. It's not Noah. It's in Genesis 22.
不是在亚当的身上，不在该隐亚伯的身上，也不在挪亚身上，是在第二十二章。
Some people subscribe to something called the law of first mention.
这很多人说有一个理论，就是说第一次提及的理论。
Simply means when something is first mentioned in the Bible, it's important to use as a basis, a definition.
表示说，如果是圣经里第一次提到的话呢，这个是很重要的一个根基。
And the first mention of worship in the Bible is found in that chapter, Genesis 22. We'll read it in a moment.
圣经第一次提到敬拜这个意义或者概念的时候，是在这个创世纪二十二章。
It has nothing to do with singing or songs or anything like that.
它与唱歌的敬拜没有关系。
There are only two people involved in the whole worship service.
在这个整个敬拜的仪式里面，只有两个人。
It's an old man.
一个老人。
And his teenage son.
还有他的童子，他的青少年的儿子。
Well, the story starts before Genesis 22, and let me just briefly mention it to you.
这个故事呢，远在二十二章以前就发生了。
You probably all know it very well.
你们大概都很熟悉。
Goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 12.
是在创世纪十二章。
And the Lord speaks to Abram.
主对亚伯兰说话。
And the Lord says, Abram, I want you to leave where you are in Ur of the Chaldees, and I want you to go to a place. I want you to leave and follow me.
他说亚伯兰，我要你离开本地本族父家，来跟随我。
I imagine what it was like when he went home and his wife was at home and he said, Honey, you got to pack.
你想一想，他回到家里，他对老婆说，老婆，咱们得打包了。
Get the stuff all together because we're moving.
因为我们要搬家了。
Oh, where are we moving to?
我们要去哪里啊？
I don't know.
我也不知道。
Where we're moving.
但是我们要搬了。
Yeah, I know you said that, but where are we going?
他老婆说，我知道，但是我们去哪儿啊？
Can you give me a state, a city, a province, a country? Could you tell me where?
是哪一个国家，哪一个省，哪一个城市？
I mean, she was hoping that he would have said New York.
可能他心里希望说，他老公说去纽约。
But he still insisted, I don't know, I don't know where.
亚伯兰说，我不知道。
I don't know.Would you, if you were Sarah, would you go?
如果你是他老婆莎拉，你会莎莱，你愿意去吗？
Well, she went.
但是他顺从。
And Abraham went.
亚伯兰也去了。
It says that he went by faith.
因为他是凭信离开的。
He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he was leaving, and he was leaving his father's house, he was leaving his relatives, he was leaving all the familiar surroundings, and he was going, I don't know where he was going.
他是凭着信出去的，他离开本地本族父家。他不知道要往哪里去，但是他离开了。
And soon after he began to follow, the Lord spoke to Abram.
然后神就开始对他说话，他就一路顺服。
He said, Abram, I'm going to bless you.
神对他说，我要祝福你。
I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing.
我要祝福你，好让你成为许多人的祝福。
Out of you, all the nations of the world are going to be blessed.
因着你，万国都要因你得福。
Abram, look up in the sky, what do you see?
亚伯兰，你看看天空，你看到什么？
Smog?
空气污染
No.
不是
Stars. Stars.
星星
How many stars do you see, Abram?
亚伯兰你看有多少星星啊
One, two, three, four, five. Not too many. No, a lot of them, Lord.
有许多
A lot of stars.
很多星星啊主
Well, Abram, I promise you.
亚伯兰我答应你
Your descendants are going to be as numerous as all those stars.
你知道吗你的子孙要像这样星这些星星这样多
Wow.
Wow.
And from your lineage, every nation in the world is going to have a blessing.
从你的后裔，万国都要得福。
Tremendous promise.
这是一个何等大的一个应许。
Abraham believed God.
亚伯兰相信神。
He was following God.
他跟随神。
He trusted God.
他信任神。
He was getting to know God.
他渐渐认识神。
Now, it took a long time, and he had some missteps, and he had some misgivings, but...He basically wanted to follow and get to know God better.
他在跟随主的路上犯过一些错，但是无论如何，他是有一个态度，是我要跟随神。
Big problem though, as time went on, Sarah wasn't conceiving.
但是现在有一个问题了，时间渐渐过去，但是他的太太莎莱没有怀孕。
They were both getting older, and she was getting older, and no child.
他们俩越来越老了，但是还是没有孩子。
Abram didn't know what to do.
亚伯兰不知道该怎么办。
He thought, well, I don't know. I have a servant. His name is Eliezer.
他说，哦，我有一个仆人，以利以谢。
He's a really good guy.
他是个好人。
I trust him.
我信任这个人。
He's almost like my son.
他几乎像我自己的孩子一样。
Maybe that's what God meant when he said he's going to, through, maybe Eliezer is going to be the next line and from him.
也许神讲后裔的事情是指的以利以谢。
Then as Abram talks to God again one day, God says, no, Abram.
所以呢亚伯兰就跟神讨论这件事就神说不是。
It's not Eliezer.
不是以利以谢。
You're going to have your own child.
你会有自己的孩子。Okay.
Yep. No, I won't do it. You're going to have your own child. And, how could that be?
他说你会有自己的孩子。他说怎么可能?
I don't know how many years into this they were, but it just wasn't happening. It didn't look good. It looked worse. It was getting bleak.
我不知道他呢，神应许之后多少年了，但是显然情况是越来越糟，越来越不可能了。
But ever God promises,
但无论何时神应许,
He's able to perform.
他能够完成。
He's faithful to His word.
因为他对自己的话是信实的。
And in your life and in my life, sometimes it doesn't always look good.
在你我的生活里面或生命里面常常我们来到一个不理想的光景
But we need to believe and trust him.
但是我们仍然需要相信神
Jesus said to Mary and Martha, Didn't I tell you if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?
耶稣告诉马大玛利亚说我不是告诉你们吗你们若信就能看见神的荣耀
A little more time went on and still Sarah wasn't having any children.
又一段时间过去了撒拉还是没有怀孕
And Abram, he was trying his best.
亚伯兰尽力了
And he was going to try so hard that he thought, maybe I need to help God.
他想到说也许我得帮神一个忙
Did you ever do that? You probably have.
我们有没有这样做我们有没有常常想帮神的忙
God's not moving fast enough. He's not moving quick enough. He's not doing what I want him to do, and I want him to do it.
我要做的事情呢神动作太慢了我得自己做
So maybe I'll help him a little bit.
让我帮神一把
He does not need your help.
神不需要你的帮助
You only mess things up.
因为我们只会把事情弄糟
Oh, Abraham messed things up.
哦，亚伯兰可把事情搞糟了
Well, his plan was, well, okay,My own child, but Sarah is not going to be giving me any children.
他想说，好吧，你说是我的孩子，那但是我老婆不生孩子。
Sarah has some trusted handmaidens, and maybe I'll marry one of those.
但是撒来他有一个婢女是他信任的，也许我就娶这个婢女就好了。
Eeny, meeny, miny.
So, meeny, meeny, miny, mo, you.
Hagar.
Oh, 夏甲。
You're the one. Well, let's get married.
夏甲来我们同房
And Abram marries Hagar
所以他娶了夏甲
And at the beginning it sounded like a good idea And even Sarah said Yeah okay that's okay That's good with me too
刚开始大家就觉得这个好像不错的主意
It didn't work out so well
连他的太太都同意
That's a whole other story but
但是那是另外一个故事了
Not good
结果是不好
Hagar conceived
夏甲怀孕了
And Abraham had a son
所以终于亚伯兰有儿子了
And they named him Ishmael
叫他以实玛利
And he grew up.
他长大了
But God said, no, Abram.
就神却对亚伯兰说
Let me clarify what I said to you or what I'm saying to you.
让我把话讲清楚一点
You and your wife Sarah will have a child.
是你和你的太太撒来要有一个孩子
Oh, yeah, sure.
哦，对，当然
When?
什么时候啊
I don't know. You and your wife Sarah will have a child.
不知道，但是你和撒来要有一个孩子。
Ishmael's not the promise that I was giving to you.
以实玛利不是我应许给你的孩子。
Well, in Genesis chapter 18, the Lord speaks to Sarah.
来到十八章，神对撒来讲话了。
Because Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham had a faith in God, but Abraham was the only one that heard from God.
亚伯拉罕他信神神以他为义但是问题是说亚伯拉罕是他 唯有亚伯拉罕听到神说话了
But it would be Abraham and Sarah that needed to believe God
但是在这个情况里需要亚伯拉罕跟他的太太都相信神
The only thing Sarah had to go on was what Abraham told her
他撒来所有的资讯都是从亚伯兰告诉他的
She trusted him, she believed him, but still it wasn't like hearing from God
他是相信他丈夫所说的但是不是直接从神领受。
In case you don't know, there's nothing like hearing yourself from God.
你知道吗？没有什么事比你直接从神领受更好。
There's nothing like when God's word speaks to you.
没有什么比神直接向我们说话更好。
Not through this one, not through that one, but when God has your ear and an ear that's open to hear.What he says.
不是通过这个人，通过那个人，乃是你有一个打开的耳朵，听见神的话。
That makes all the difference.
这个就带来很大的不同。
And Sarah didn't have that privilege.
撒来以前没有这样的机会。
Until chapter 18.
直到十八章。
And Abraham is sitting outside the tent door, and Sarah is inside the tent doing whatever women do inside the tent.
他们在家，撒来在帐篷里，亚伯拉罕在帐篷外。
And three men appear walking down the road.
突然有三个人出现了。
And Abraham says, hey, come on, stop for a while. It's hot out. Sit under the tree. Sit in the shade.
亚伯兰说天气太炎热，来坐在树下。
And there seems to be a recognition that these just weren't three guys walking along. This, something was special about at least one of them particularly, like almost like deity or something like that.
这三个人可不是普通的这个在路上走的人，乃是三而一的神出现。
And Abraham says, sit here a little while.
亚伯拉罕说，请坐，请坐。
I'm gonna go inside and get you something to eat.
让我准备一些食物给你们吃。
That's what everybody likes to do, is go get something to eat.
大家很喜欢这样，不是吗？哎，我们准备一点吃的。
So he runs inside, says, Sarah, start cooking. We're going to make veal for these people.
他走到帐篷里，对他的老婆说，来做一点，就煮一些小牛肝吧。
You get some flour, make some bread, some cakes, and we'll serve them. I'll serve them.
拿一些面粉来做一些饼给他们吃。
And so Sarah's cooking in there, and Abraham goes outside, and they get all this meal together, and then that one man that is addressed later as the Lord by Abraham, he says to Abraham,
当他们准备好了食物给他吃的时候，这三个人当中的一个后来亚伯拉罕称他为主，他就开始说话了。
About this time, or just about this time, this month, next year, you and your wife Sarah are going to have a baby.
他说亚伯拉罕，明年这个时候，你和你的妻子撒来会有一个孩子。
It says in that chapter that Sarah was, she had her ear by the tent flap and she was listening.
在那个时候，撒来她的耳朵是贴在帐篷上的，在偷听他们的说话。
She heard what that man of God or that angel or the Lord, whatever, said.
她听到这个主所说的话。
And when she heard that, she laughed. It says in the Bible, she laughed to herself.
她听见了，她就偷偷的喜笑。
So what she didn't do, she did not do this.
什么意思？就是说她没有放声大笑。
But she did.
但她是偷偷的笑，暗笑。
Nobody heard it.
没有人听见。
She was inside the tent.
她是在帐篷里。
She heard the word of God.
她听见了神的话。
Yes, sure.
当然，是的。
I can't have a child.
不可能的，我怎么会有小孩？
Incredible, ridiculous.
简直是莫名其妙。
I'm 90 years old.
我都九十岁了。
In the book of Hebrews, it says her womb was as good as dead.
我的希伯来书说她生育已经断绝了。
She can't have a baby anymore. She's too.
所以她不可能，她太老，不可能有小孩。她就默在那里偷笑。
The Lord says, "Where's your wife inside there?"
主就问亚伯拉罕说，你的太太在哪里？他说在帐篷里。
Why did she laugh?
为什么她在那里偷笑
？What would me laugh? She's inside the tent going.
他的老婆在里面暗笑
all,
但是神却知道
all of a sudden she stopped going and when she heard it's, why did she laugh
他在偷笑突然听到神说为什么他在那偷笑他一下就停止了他的笑
she said I didn't laugh
他说我没有笑啊
and outside the tent the angel the Lord says you did laugh
但是呢在外面神的使者说不然你实在笑了
that's a really strange way for God to get across to Sarah that God is speaking to her
这是一种只对人说话的特别方式
she then believed God
所以她就相信了
and about a year later sure enough Sarah and Abraham have a son
当然一年之后他们两个就有了一个儿子
he's an old man
亚伯拉罕是一个老人了。
Could you imagine that house?
你能够想象他们的家庭生活吗
？100-year-old dad.
一个一百岁的老爹。
91-year-old mom.
101岁的老爹，还有91岁的老妈。
And here they got this little newborn.
然后家里有一个新生婴孩。
Sarah, where did you leave him?
撒来，你为什么把他丢在这里不管
？Abraham, you're holding him.
亚伯拉罕，我没有不管，他在你怀里、啊。
Sure enough, so I am.
哦，对，的确，我是抱着他。
Oh, Isaac, I love you, Isaac.
哦，以撒，我。
Such a special promised gift that God has given to me.
你是神给我的特别的礼物，他的应许。
And then as the years go by.
然后日子渐渐过去。
The terrible twos.
来到了那个顽皮的二岁的问题。
Who's getting up this night? Sarah, are you getting up or am I?
晚上谁要起来照顾孩子？撒来是你还是我
？If you're going to get up, you better start now because you only got a half an hour.
如果你要起来的话，你现在先。
Don't go near the stairs.
孩子啊，不要靠近楼梯。
Don't touch the stove.
不要碰火炉。
Be careful. Don't touch. Don't go there. No. we've got to take care of this little boy.
他们要尽心地照顾这个小婴儿。
He's not only our son, so that we want to take care of him. He's not only our only son, because we're not having any more. He's not only our only son, but he's a promise.
不是因为他是我们的小孩我们就这么在意或者不是他因为是我们独子我们这么在意乃是他是神的应许啊。
If anything happens to Isaac, we're not going to do this again.
如果任何事情发生了到以撒身上我们可不可能再有一个孩子
了 And so Isaac grows.
慢慢以撒长大了。
And Abraham and Sarah care for him, they love him, they do everything they can for him.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉非常的注意的照顾他。
And Isaac grows to be a, I don't exactly know how old, 15, 20 year old young man, maybe 12, I don't know.
以撒慢慢长大了，我不知道他是十二岁、十五岁还是二十岁的时候。
But he's now a young man. He's not a little boy, he's not a little baby. They've raised him and he's grown to become a young man.
他们抚养他，慢慢慢慢他长大成为一个童子。
Now by now, Abraham, who had been an old man when Isaac was born, is now a really old man.
亚伯兰现在是更老了。
He's 115. His wife is over 100.
应该是115岁，他的太太也超过100岁了。
We finally now get to chapter 22.
然后就来到了我们的22章。
And we have the privilege of reading the scriptures. Abraham didn't have the privilege that we have found in verse 1.
我们呢，我们有圣经可以读，但是亚伯拉罕是没有圣经可读的。
It's that sometime later, God.Tested Abraham.
尤其是第一节，亚伯拉罕是不知道的，但是我们现在可以看见， that, 这是以后神要试验亚伯拉罕。
That would have made this a lot easier if Abraham knew it was only a test.
如果亚伯拉罕事先知道神是要试验他，那就容易多了。
Some of you may be old enough to remember when you listened to the radio and they would say,we're going to now interrupt the program because we're going to have a test.
我不晓得你们记不记得我们听收音机的时候有时候会有一个信息出来说现在我们要把信息内容打断一下因为我们要试验
We're testing the frequency, the radio. It's only a test.
我们是要测试一下这个音波但这只是一个测试
So don't shake your radio or bang it down. It's only a test.
所以你的收音机没有坏不要把它打坏了
And then for the next 30 seconds you'd hear
然后下来你很快就听到那个很奇怪的测试的声音
That's it. You'd hear that.
你可以听见那个声音。
Now, if I didn't know it was only a test, I would think my radio broke.
我如果不知道这是一个测试，我可能就以为我的收音机坏掉了。
Maybe bring it to another room or something. Something's wrong with this device.
我会觉得这个东西坏了，我得要放到另外一个地方试试。
But with the foreknowledge that it's only a test, okay, I'll bear it, I'll listen to it, and then I'll get back to my programming.
如果我事先知道这是一个测试，那我就可以忍受一下，待会儿就恢复正常。
But nobody told this poor old man that it's only a test.
但是没有人告诉这个可怜的老弟兄这是一个试验。
And you know, you've all taken tests when you were back in school. Some of them were hard, some of them were easy.
我们上学都经过考试，有的很简单，有的很难。
This was a hard test.
但是这个考试可是难了。
I mean, this was the kind of test that you don't get day one.
这种不是你不应该上学第一天就接受这样考试。
Abraham had some other tests in his life, and sometimes he passed the test, and sometimes he failed.
亚伯拉罕已经考过好多试了，有的时候他成功，有的时候他失败。
But I don't think he ever faced a test quite this hard.
但是我相信他没有考过这么难的试。
I remember one time I was back in school, and just for 3 credits, I took a political science class.
有一次我回到学校，为了要拿三个学分，我修了一个政治学。
And we talked about political science and on and on. And at the end of the term, we had a final examination.
然后学期要结束的时候，我们有一个期末考。
And I remember going into that test.
我记得去考试的时候。
And it was questions, and I was reading it. I didn't know any of the answers.
我看的题目，我都不知道答案是什么。
Who's the governor of Idaho?
谁是 Idaho 州的省长州长
I don't know.
我怎么知道
Nobody ever told me.
从来没有人告诉过我
The professor never told me.
教授从来没提过
How am I supposed to know who the governor of Idaho is?
我怎么知道 Idaho 的州长是谁
And questions like that.
像这样的问题
Name the senators from Arizona.
告诉我们亚利桑那州的参议员是谁
Arizona.
亚利
I don't even know the senators in New York.
我连纽约州的参议员是谁
and on and on these questions.
有一大堆这样的问题。
And I remember we got to the end of the test. I filled something in. I wrote something down, and some of it was multiple guess, multiple choice. We got outside the testing room, and I remember with all the other students, did anybody know anything?
我就交了卷出去问其他同学说, 你们知道答案吗?
What did you write down there? I don't know.
你的答案是什么?
Well, when we got the grade and everybody failed miserably,
当我们收到考卷的时候, 每一个人都惨败,
we came back to the professor and he said, I didn't expect anybody to pass.
结果教授走回来说, 我其实不期望任何人会通过的。
I'm not basing any of your grade on that test.
我给你们的最后的打的分数不会根据你们考试的内容。
Kind of like just I gave you a test for the fun of it to see what you would do with it.
我其实给你这个考试卷呢，只是试试看，是开玩笑的，看看你们会怎么回答。
Why don't you tell me this before the test?
我说为什么你事先不告诉我们呢？
Why don't you tell me I'm not expected to know anything?
如果你告诉我，我什么都会答不出来的话。
Been a lot easier that way.
那就容易多了。
Lord, why don't you tell Abraham it's only a test, but let me see how you do?
主耶稣神啊，你为什么不先告诉亚伯拉罕这是一个试验？我只是要看看你怎么样反应。
But Abraham has no clue.
但是亚伯拉罕是完全不知情。
But the Lord calls his name.
神呼叫他的名字。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham knew that voice.
他认得那个声音。
He had heard it a number of times in his life.
因为他在一生里面听过好几次神对他说话。
God spoke to Abraham.
神是对亚伯拉罕说话的。
Abraham was able to discern and understand God's voice.
所以亚伯拉罕能够辨别是神的声音。
Jesus said, "My sheep." They know my voice.
主耶稣说，我的羊是认得我的声音。
A stranger's voice do they not know?
陌生人他是不认识的。
We hear God speaking to us through his word.
借着神的话，我们知道神对我说话。
Hebrews says in these last days he has spoken unto us through his son.
他借着他的儿子晓谕了我们。
And Jesus speaks.
主耶稣说话了。
We have ears to hear.
我们要有耳朵能听见。
We understand or know his voice.
我们能够认得这是主的声音。
Jesus said, a stranger's voice do they not know?
主耶稣说，我的羊不认识陌生人的声音。
My sheep, they know my voice and they follow my call.
但是我的羊认得我的声音,
Abraham,
他们会跟随我。
Whatever your name is, do you ever hear him speak to you? Did you ever hear him speak to you through his word?
你有没有听到神叫你的名字? 你有没有今天听到神借着他的话对你说话?
Maybe as his word is being preached, he speaks to you.
也许借着传讲的信息, 神说话。
Maybe through a song.
也许借着一首诗歌的内容,
Maybe as you look up to the heavens and the heavens declare the glory of God and he speaks eloquently.
那个诗人他看到天空, 他就看到神的创造, 神对他说话。
We need to hear.
我们要有可听的耳。
We need to be able to discern and listen to that voice.
我们要能够分辨神的声音。
Abraham learned it.
亚伯拉罕学会了。
Remember how Samuel had to learn the voice of God.
记得撒母耳吗? 他也得学习听神的声音。
As a little boy.
他只是一个小孩子。
You know, our kids that are being taught wherever in this building this morning, they need to be able to understand God speaking to them.
在主日学里的孩子们, 他们需要开始学习认识神会说话。
Not an audible voice.
不是用外面的耳朵听见的声音。
But that still small voice inside that says, this is the way, walk ye in it.
乃是在我们心中很清楚的微小的声音说，这是正路，你要行在其中。
They, as well as we, need to discern and hear the voice of God.
孩子们和我们一样，都要学习听见神的声音。
Samuel was a little boy, his mama dropped him off there in the temple.
撒母耳很小就被放在圣殿的里面。
He's sleeping one night.
有一天晚上他在睡觉。
And all of a sudden he hears a voice.
突然他听见声音。
Samuel!
说，撒母耳。
He jumps up and runs into the high priest's room.
他跳起来跑到那个大祭司以利那里。
Eli, did you call me?
以利，你叫我吗？
No.
没有啊。
Go back to bed.
回去睡觉。
Okay.
好。他又跑回去。
Samuel.
撒母耳。 他又跑出去。
Hi, Eli.
以利。
Did you call me? I heard you.
你叫我吗? 我听到你叫我的声音。
No, I didn't call you.
以利说，我没有叫你回去。
Go back to bed.
回去睡觉。他又回去睡觉。Sam,
you know the rest of it.
你知道剩下的故事，神又叫。
No, I didn't call you. But Samuel, if you hear that voice,
以利对他说，我没有叫你。不过如果你再听见这个声音，
Don't come running in here and ask me if I called you. But you hear that voice, you say, "Speak, Lord." For thy servant heareth.
他说，你再听见这个声音的时候，你别跑来问我，你就说我在这里，主啊，请说话。
Samuel was learning the voice of the Lord.
小 Samuel, 小 Samuel 要学习听见
He knew what it sounded like when God called him.
你渐渐就知道神叫你的时候是什么声音。
He heard Samuel.
他听见的是 Samuel.
If he heard Samuel.
如果是 Samuel, 那就不是神。
Samuel.
Samuel.
Yes, Lord, speak.
是的，主，我在这里。
For thy servant heareth.
请你说话。
You read it there in the book of Samuel, how God then spoke.
你就看到在撒母耳记中神怎样对
他说话。He was just looking for somebody who he could talk to.
神在寻找他能对话的人。
We read that the word of God was rare, precious in those days, because nobody would listen.
在那些日子里，神的默示是很稀少，因为没有人愿意听。
He wants to get a hold of your ear.
所以神要抓住我们的耳朵。
He wants your ear to be in tune with what it is that he says.
他需要我们的耳朵是能够与他对上音的。
Abraham knew that voice.
亚伯拉罕认得那个
声音 so when the Lord called him,
所以神就呼召他
immediately responds
说亚伯拉罕那他立刻就回应了
here I am he replied
他说我在这里
and then God said
然后神说
here's the test
现在是一个考验
God said take your son
带着你的儿子
you know the Jewish people I don't believe what they say is true but the rabbis teachthe Jewish people, that there was a back and forth between Abraham and God at this point.
拉比呢犹太人呢他们相信在这个时候神跟他会有一个一来一回的对话。
They say God spoke from heaven and said, Abraham, take your son. And Abraham responded and said, I have two.
从天上神说亚伯拉罕带着你的儿子。然后亚伯拉罕说神啊我有两个儿子。
Your only son.
但神说就是你独生的儿子。
I still have two.
我还是有两个儿子啊。
Your only son, Isaac.
你所爱的以撒。
Who you love.
你所爱的以撒。
I do love Isaac.
是的，我爱以撒。
I love him as much as I love Sarah.
我爱他就像我爱我妻子一样多。
Or maybe almost as much as I love Sarah.
或者起码好像跟爱我太太一样多。
I love that boy with all my heart.
我全心爱我的儿子。
God, you've given to me that boy to raise, and I have fallen in love with him, and I'm doing my best.
神啊，你把这个孩子赐给我抚养，我已经爱上了这个孩子。
Oh God, thank you for the gift that you've bestowed upon me.
谢谢你赐给我的礼物。
This isn't something Sarah and I could have done all by ourselves. It took you, and you were.Good to us.
这是我和我的妻子上来办不到的事，乃是你赐给我们的。
And you've given us this boy.
你给了我们这个儿子。
But what God is wanting to find out from Abraham is whether his hands are loose.
但是神在这里要发现，要测验一下亚伯拉罕的手是不是紧紧的，还是松松的。
Or God is going to have to pry something out of Abraham's hands.
是松的，还是太紧，神必须要掰开他的手指来拿。
Abraham, I want you to take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.And I want you to go to the region of Moriah, and I want you to sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I'll tell you about.
他说你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
This is only a test.
其实这只是一个神给他的试验。
It's not an easy one.
但是是一个很难的试验。
Some of the tests that God gives to his people are not easy.
有的时候神给我们的试验是不容易的。
You don't get the answers before you take the quiz.
你不会在考试之前就有答案的。
And they're hard to get the right answers to.
而且很难把它答得正确。
I don't know how Abraham felt. I can't even hardly imagine what he felt.
我不知道亚伯拉罕的感觉是什么，我甚至没办法想象他的感觉是什么。
What were his thoughts?
他当时想什么？
I got a promised child. Through me, everyone's going to be blessed through my descendants.
借着我的儿子，我会有后裔，然后万国要因他而得福。
So if I understand this correctly, God is asking me to take the promise and kill it.
所以我如果了解正确的话，神要我把这个应许的孩子杀了。
I mean, there was no misunderstanding in these words. I want you to offer him on an altar as a burnt offering.
他所了解的一点都没错，因为神说我要叫你把它献为燔祭。
Abraham knew what burnt offerings were all about.
亚伯拉罕很清楚燔祭是什么。
You don't put the animal there alive. You kill the animal. You slay the animal. And then you put them on the altar of sacrifice.
你是要把一个寄生给杀了，放在坛上，然后把它烧了。
It's only a test.
这不过是一个试验。
What are you going to do, Abraham?
但是亚伯拉罕，你对我的指示要怎么处理？
You're going to pray about it?
你需要祷告一下吗？
You're going to talk to all your buddies about it and see what they think?
你要跟你的好朋友商量一下吗？看他们觉得如何？
You're going to do the common sense thing?
你要做那个合理的逻辑推理吗？
You're going to try to rationalize the situation?
你想要把这个情形合理化吗？
What are you going to do?
你要怎么办？
Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering.
带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，去献上作为燔祭。
And the next verse answers the question.
第三节就让我们看到亚伯拉罕的反应。
Early the next morning.
清早。
Early the next morning.
第二天清早。
You're lucky if I were there early the next week.
我的话可能拖一个礼拜才起来。
Or maybe the next month.
或者下个月才去做。
I would have said, hey Lord, you want to say that again? I am 115 years old and I'm not hearing so well anymore.
或者找个借口说神啊，你再说一遍，我现在115岁了，
oh, no.
我的听力很差。
He heard, right?
亚伯拉罕听得很清楚。
The question isn't in my hearing, the question is my obedience.
问题不是在我听到了没有，而是在我是不是顺服。
The question is in my willingness to do what it is that he said me, for me to do.
问题是看我有没有一个愿意的心去做，而不是主有吗？
Maybe you've read things in this book.
也许我们读了主的话。
Rejoice evermore, in everything give thanks.
在凡事上都要因他而喜乐。
Okay, I'll start next week.
好吧，那我从下礼拜开始喜乐。
Say that again, in everything?
在凡事上都要喜乐。
How about in most things, or some things, or one thing?
也许一件事喜乐，或者有一些事我可以喜乐，不是每一件事吧。
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
要凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你所定的旨意，是关乎你的。
And sometimes something will happen to you in your life, and the Lord may not tell you beforehand, but it's only a test.
很多时候事情发生在我们身上，神没有给我们预先通知，但是常常它是一个试验。
I just want to see if you're going to be obedient to me.
神只要看我们是不是愿意顺服。
So I'll send this and I'll allow that and I'll permit this.
我会允许这件事情，或会送这件事到你身上。
Because I want to see what it's all about with you and me and your faith towards me and your trust in me.
我要看你和我的关系是什么，你对我的信任有多少。
You remember a man named Job?
记得约伯吗？
A good man.
是一个好人。
He lived way, way back in the early times of Genesis.
他活在创世纪写的这一时间以外。
And it says at the beginning of that book that he was a perfect man. He eschewed evil. He was a good, righteous, upright man.
圣经告诉我们他是一个完全人，是一个义人，在神的面前。
And God had bestowed upon him so much.
所以神呢就祝福他，非常的。
All the cattle, all the sheep, all the everything.
他有许多的牛群、羊群，很多的物质的祝福。
Rich man, famous, popular. He had a wife and 10 kids.
他很有名，他也很受欢迎，他有一个老婆，有十个孩子。
And then one day you remember how the devil presented himself before the presence of God and said, hey, Job down there, he serves you, but he only serves you because of all the stuff you've given him.
有一次呢，魔鬼就来到神的面前来回行走，他说，哎，你的那个仆人约伯啊，他当然爱你，他敬畏你，因为你这么祝福他。
He loves you because he's healthy, wealthy, and wise.
因为呢，他又有智慧，又健康，又有财富，他当然爱你啊。
But if you start taking some things away from him,
但是如果你开始把他，你给他的祝福拿掉一点，
you watch, he's going to hold on.
你看着吧，他也会抓得紧紧的。
And if you take too much, he's going to curse you to your face.
他如果你如果拿太多走呢，他可能会咒诅你。
And God said, okay, let's see.
神说好吧，那我们来瞧瞧。
You can do this much, no more.
你可以攻击他到一个地步。
You can't destroy his life.
但是你不能取他的性命。
But do whatever else you want.
除此之外，你可以做任何的事。
You know the story.
我们都知道这个发生什么。
All of his sheep, all of his cattle, they were all gone, died.
一夕之间，他所有的牛群、羊群都死了。
Still, Job trusted and believed God.
约伯仍然相信神。
And the devil continued to go to work, and horrific things. A storm came and swept down the place where all his kids were, and they all perished.
那魔鬼继续攻击，一个大的风暴来，把他所有的孩子都杀了。
His own wife turned against him and said to him, "Hey, Job, just curse God and die."
他的太太非常的愤怒，就对他说，你咒诅神，然后等死吧。
His friends, They came around and they said, Job, what did you do wrong? What sin is it that you have in your heart? You better ask the Lord to forgive it. Job said, I don't have any sin.
约伯说,
I continually am asking God to forgive me, and I even offer sacrifices. When my kids were around, I offered sacrifices for them just in case they had done something wrong.
我没有犯罪得罪神, 即使这样, 我还为我的孩子献上各样的燔祭, 请神遮盖他们的罪。
And then the Lord permitted the enemy to touch his body.
然后呢, 神允许魔鬼攻击他的身体,
from head to toe, boils.
从头到脚身疮,
he scraped the pus out with a broken plate.
他用那个破的砖片把他的那个, 疮给,
pain,
水泡给磨破,
pain, forsaken, lost everything.
他是在痛苦中被遗弃, 好像所有都损失了。
But then what did Job say?
那约伯是怎么反应的?
I came here with nothing.
我是赤身从母胎而出。
When I was born, I didn't have any sheep.
我来的时候, 我出生的时候没有羊。
I didn't have any family, I didn't have anything.
我没有家庭, 我没有任何的资产。
I came into this world naked, and it looks like I'm going out the same way that I came in.
我赤身而来, 也要赤身而去。
The Lord has given.
神施恩于我, 神给我。
And the Lord has taken away.
神也可以自由拿走。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, 我要称颂主的名。
And in all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
在这一切的遭遇里面, 他没有一口犯罪得罪神。
Lord, it's from you and to you are all things.
从你万事都是从你而来,
if you know this, help me. In Chinese or English, I don't care. But you know, I think you know. Worthy of it all.
你们会唱的就跟我一起唱, 中文, 英文都可以。
You're worthy of it all, for from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. I wonder if I could do that.
我不知道我能不能够办到。
It's only a test.
这只是一个试验。
I've given to you a lot.
我已经给你很多了。
You know, if you stop and think, God has given to you a lot.
我们如果想一想, 神是不是给我们很多事物?
David said, if I were to reckon up in order all that God has given to me and all the blessings that he's heaped upon me, they are more than I could number.
大卫说, 神赐给我的恩典和祝福, 远远超过我所能够数算。
Jeremiah wrote that his mercies are new every single morning.
耶利米说到, 他的怜悯每一天早晨都是新鲜的。
David said he daily loads us with blessings.
大卫说, 他每一天将我的生命充满了祝福。
And sometimes we could fall more in love with the blessing.
很多时候我们可能渐渐的
We could fall more in love with what he has given to us. I love my job, I love my house, I love my family, I love my, I love that, I love everything. And that's okay to love all those things.
我爱我的工作, 我的家, 我的家庭, 我的房产, 是没问题的, 爱神所赐的, 是没有问题。
But he comes first.
但是要知道, 他必须是居首位。
He's worthy of it all because from him are all things.
他是配得全所有, 因为万事都从他而来,
James said every good and perfect gift comes from above.
雅各书所有美善的恩赐都是从上头来的。
So now we're having Abraham in the middle of a test.
现在亚伯拉罕就在一个试验的里面。
Early the next morning he gets up.
清早他起来,
he saddles his donkey, he takes two servants with him, and he takes his son Isaac.
背上驴带着两个仆人和他的儿子以撒。
Where are we going, Pop?
老爸, 我们去哪儿啊?
We're going to worship.
我们要去敬拜。
Well, he maybe didn't tell his son that yet.
他还没有这么说。
We're going on a walk.
他说, 哦, 我们就出去走一走。
When he had enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place that God had told him about.
他劈好了燔祭的柴, 就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
On the third day,
到了第三天,
the third day,
第三天,
walked all day next to his son, his only son Isaac, who he loved.
他每一天都跟他所爱的独生子一起行走。
I don't know what he's thinking about. How am I going to do this?
我不知道亚伯拉罕心里在想什么。
Oh God, this is not easy. Help me, Lord.
Oh, 这要怎么做呀, 神啊, 你帮助我。
I love this boy. You're calling me to do something that I don't know what I don't know.
你现在召我去做的事，我都不知道怎么
做。But I'm willing, Lord, to give him back to you.
但是我愿意把他还给你。
And the second day, they're walking, and Isaac and Abraham and the two servants are walking to the place.
第二天一样的，老爸跟爱子以撒还有两个仆人和驴子一起在行走。
And as the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up.
他们两个在行走的时候
Father,
以撒就开口了说
Father,
父亲啊
yeah, Yes, my son, what is it that you want?
亚伯拉罕说娃儿我在这里
Well, Dad, I'm just thinking, we got the fire and we got the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
以撒说请看火与柴都有了但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
It's only a test.
亚伯拉罕有
But he doesn't know it. How am I going to answer my son?
他说，喂，我当怎么
回答呢？ Well, Isaac, it's like this. I'm going to kill you in a little while.
他说，哦，孩子啊，待会儿就把你宰了就是了。
I better not say that.
我觉得他不会这么回答的。
Where's the lamb? You want to know where the lamb is, huh?
你要知道羊羔在哪里是吧？
I want to know too.
我也想知道羊羔在哪里。
He says, God himself will provide.
他说我儿啊神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
And they went on together.
所以二人同行。
I don't know if you can feel this.
我不知道你能够感受到吗？
How it was that Abraham and Isaac were feeling.
当时亚伯拉罕和以撒是什么感觉？
At this point, particularly Abraham, what is he thinking? What is he about to do? How could he do this in obedience to God?
特别是亚伯拉罕，他在想什么？他要怎么做？特别他是愿意顺服神的。
When they reached the place that God had told them about,
他们到了神所指示的地方。
Abraham builds an altar.
亚伯拉罕在那里筑了一个坛。
He's arranging the wood.
把柴也摆好了。
He bound his son Isaac on that altar.
他捆绑了他的儿子以撒。
I wonder just at what given point Isaac began to understand who the lamb was.
我都不晓得这整个过程中以撒什么时候明白说他就是那个羊羔。
Wait a minute, God will provide a lamb.
他说等一下，你说神自己会预备羊羔？
I don't know, but when I feel myself being wrapped on top of this altar, I'm thinking that maybe I'm, wait a minute.
不过正在思想的时候，这个绳子已经绕在我身上，然后我被放在柴上。
God will provide. They reached the place.
必自己预备。
He bound his son.
他们到了那里，他把孩子绑了。
Now go back with me to the fourth verse.
我们看一下第四节。
Before they went.
在他们离开之前。
Before he got Isaac his son on the altar.
在他把他儿子放上祭坛之前
He said these words to his two servants.
他对他的两个仆人说了这样的话。
He says, you guys, you stay right here.
他跟他们说
with the horse or with the mule or with the whatever carried us.
你们和驴在此等候。
And me and my son are going to go, look at the words. We are going to go over there and we will worship.
我与童子往那里去拜一拜 我与童子
I'm not going to worship
不是我去拜一拜
Isaac's not going to worship
也不是以撒去拜一拜
We're both going to worship
是我们俩要去拜一拜
And then these amazing words We will go worship and we will come back to you
最奇妙是他下一句话然后呢我们就会回到你们这里来
Abraham believed God
亚伯拉罕真的是信神
Hebrews tells us that his thought was I'm going to kill this boy and God's going to raise him from the dead
希伯来书告诉我们说亚伯拉罕以为他要杀了儿子然后神叫他从死里复活所以他可以带着他回来
that's the way he figured it must going to be
他猜神是要这么做的
We and the boy are going to go worship
我与童子要到那里去敬拜
so think with me and we read half of it think with me how this worship service was conducted
我们来想一想他们这个敬拜是怎么进行的
Isaac you bring your guitar
Isaac 你带吉他了吗
Do you have the organ or the piano?
你有带你的电子琴吗？或者钢琴吗？
You got any flashing lights or smoke?
What do you need that for?
Well, they do that sometimes. I don't know.
你有带那个什么闪亮的灯吗？
We're going to have a worship service.
我因为一个敬拜的仪式需要有这些啊。
Now, Isaac, before we go worship, we've got to figure out what songs we're going to sing.
还有以上啊，我们敬拜之前，你要想想唱什么诗歌。
You're on the young side, and you like the more contemporary music.
你是年轻人，你喜欢现代诗歌。
And so we've got to throw in a worship chorus there so that you can participate.
所以当我们唱那样的诗歌呢，你就负责。
I'm an old guy. I'm stuck back in the hymns. I don't want the word. I want to, but let we got to combine our styles.
我已经老了，我喜欢传统诗歌。无论如何，我们要把我们喜欢的风格合并下。
I don't think they sang a song.
我觉得他们可能连歌都没唱。
I don't think they sang any Psalms of David or anything else.
甚至连大卫的诗他们都没有唱。
But yet what they were going to do was simply to worship.
但是他们所要做的一件事就是去敬拜。
And the only thing that I read that took place while they were away from their servants before they came back was that they went and they worshiped.
我知道他们离开仆人所要去做的事是敬拜。
So what did they do?
但是所以他们做了什么呢？
Well, worship is you take your son, your only son Isaac, you put him on the altar, you bind him there.
敬拜就是把你所爱的独生子绑了，放在柴火之上。
In obedience to God.
你要顺服神。
Abraham took the knife and he had it raised up in the air.
亚伯拉罕就抡起他的手来要杀他的儿子。
I am sure he would have plunged it down in a matter of seconds.
我相信他转瞬之间就要刺下去了。
He's got the knife raised up and all of a sudden he hears,Abraham, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子，耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”
Abraham didn't have to. He heard well.
他听得很清楚的。
Yes, Lord.
他说：“我在这里，主啊。”
Don't do it.
天使说：“不可，别做。”
Don't plunge the knife down on your son, because now I know that you love me.
你不可以在这个童子身上下手，一点都不可害他，因为现在我知道。
Lord, didn't you know that before?
神啊，你以前不知道吗？
I mean, I've loved you for so many years now. Didn't you know that?
这么多年来，我都这么爱你，你不知道我吗？
Yeah, I knew that. That's what you told me, at least.
我知道，这是你告诉我的，你爱我。
But I wanted you to prove it.
但是我需要你证明你爱
我。I wanted to see how loose your hands were.
我要看你的手有多松。
I wanted to see how willing you were to offer your best.
我要看你多愿意把你所最爱的、最好的献给我。
Everybody I know wants to get rid of the things in their life that they don't like.
我们很容易把我们不喜欢的东西献出去。
I've known many, many people that were addicted to drugs or alcohol.
我知道很多人是被烟、酒或者是毒品所限、捆绑，或者是色情的东西。
They didn't like those habits anymore. At the beginning, it was fun, it was nice, but then it got a hold of them.
刚开始他们做这些事情蛮好的，但是渐渐就被捆绑。
I don't want this habit anymore.
然后渐渐我们觉得说，我不要这些的捆绑。
I want the Lord to take away my addiction to whatever it is.
我要神把我身上的这些捆绑拿走。
Or something else in my life that I don't like, that I don't want, so I want to give it all to Him. I want to surrender it all to Him.
或者其他不好的事情，我知道是不对的，我不要，我愿意交给神。
He'll take everything that you offer to Him. He'll take those addictions. He'll take those sins. He'll take those things that you can't get away from yourself.
神愿意接受我们所有的奉献，无论是好不好的事情或者好的事情，是我不想要的东西。
He's worthy of it all.
因为他是配得全所有。
He's not just there to take the garbage and the stuff that we don't want or that we don't love or we don't like anymore.
他不是只是要从我们手中拿走我们不喜欢、我们不想再有、不再要、不想再要的垃圾。
But he's allowed to test us.
但是他是可以来试验我们的。
He calls it worship.
因为敬拜。
Are you willing to offer it all? That's what worship is.
敬拜的意思就是愿意奉献全所有。你愿意吗？
Let me see, what's the very dearest thing to you, Isaac? It's your son.
亚伯拉罕，你最爱的是什么？
Are you willing to part? Are you willing to part with your son?
你愿意与他分开吗？
Jesus said it this way.
耶稣是这么说的。
In comparison to your love for me, you've got to hate mother, father, sister, brother, houses, lands.
人若不恨他的父母、妻子、儿女和土地。
Those other relationships don't take priority over the relationship that you have with me.
超过爱我的话，就是你对所有事情的爱好不能超过爱我。
I want you to love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind.
因为我要你用全心、全性、全意、全力来爱我。
It's only a test. I'm going to try it.
这只是一个试验。
I want to see whether or not you're willing to part with the dearest things of your life.
我要看你愿不愿意与你最亲最爱的事物离开。
He may not take them away.
不代表神要把他。
He may allow you to keep your Isaac.
也许神会让他留下以撒。
He may not, and he may take it away.
但是神也可能把以撒拿走。
In this case, he stopped Abram.
在这里，神阻止了他杀以撒。
And he said, Abraham, look, stuck in the thicket over there is a ram.
他说，你看，在那个草丛中有一个羊羔。
I want you to take that ram and get your son off of the altar and offer that ram instead of your son Isaac.
他说我要你去把那个公羊给杀了然后来献上而代替你的儿子
And that's part of the story of what worship means
这就是关于敬拜的意义
But Abraham wasn't the only one that went to worship that morning Isaac did too
但是那天早上亚伯拉罕不是唯一敬拜神的人还有他的儿子以撒也敬拜了神
We can make an argument that Isaac had more at stake to lose
我们可以说以撒那天的损失可是超过亚伯拉罕的。
Losing your son is not easy and would have been very, very difficult for Abraham.
失去儿子对亚伯拉罕一定是非常难、非常的难受的。
But what was up with Isaac?
但是以撒呢
？What was he doing?
以撒在干什么
？Hey, Dad, where's the lamb?
献祭的翻羊，献翻祭的羊羔在哪里？然后神会预备，神自己会预备。
And then he's found himself bound to that altar.
然后下一件事他发现就是自己被绑的放在木材上祭坛上
He's 15, his dad's 115 I think he could outrun his father
他15岁他老爸115岁我相信他跑的话老爸是追不上的
You're sorry to say but I think if I were Isaac I would have been gone
如果我是以撒我早就跑了
Find yourself another sacrifice but don't look at me
你另外找一个燔祭的羊羔吧别找我
Worship
但是敬拜
Give your life also.
包括献上你的生命。
Lay down your life.
放下你的生命。
You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your soul, which are His.
你不再属于你自己，因为你是被买回来的。把你的灵魂、身体都献给神，是属于他的。
This young teenage boy was willing to lay down his life.
这个年轻的童子他愿意献上他的生
命 In obedience to his father
为了顺服他的父亲
He trusted his dad
他信任他的父亲
He had confidence that his dad knew what he was doing
他信任他爸爸知道他在做什么
Maybe Isaac by now was also trusting God
在这时候以撒也许也选择信任神
confidence that God knew what he was doing
他相信神知道他在做什么
And so Isaac and his son went over to that place on Moriah.
所以亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒到了摩利亚山。
And they worshipped.
在那里敬拜神。
What's the definition of your worship?
你对于敬拜的定义是
什么？ Is it giving your best? Is it giving your all? Is it giving yourself?
是把你的最好给神，还是你的所有给神？是把你自己完全给神？
How often do I worship?
我们多常这样敬拜呢
Or every Sunday when we come, we worship. Every Sunday.
每一个主日来，我们在这里敬拜。
No.
不是这样。
Every day we worship.
乃是每一天我们敬
拜。Every day we offer ourselves.
每一天你把自己献给神。
Paul the Apostle said, I die daily.
就像保罗说，我天天像即死。
Every day I crawl up on that altar.
每一天我都爬上祭坛。
Every day I say, not my will, but your will be done.
每一天我都说不要照我的旨意，照你的意思。
Paul put it in Galatians 2. He said, I am crucified with Christ.
保罗在加拉太书第二章说，我与基督同钉十字架。
I'm still living in the flesh physically, but I'm really not living.
肉体里我好像活着，但是我不活在我的血气里。
The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and He gave Himself for me.
我在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己
from him are all things and to him are all things
而这位神的儿子万事是从他来也要归于他
thy kingdom come thy will be done on earth even as it's done in heaven
你的国度降临在地上如同行在天上
in Romans chapter 12 the first verse Paul writes to the church
在罗马书十二章第一节
He said,
他写给罗马教会说
I beseech you, I beg you by the mercies of God
他说弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们
that you present your bodies as living sacrifices
把你的身体来献上当作是活祭
holy and acceptable unto God
是圣洁的
which is your spiritual act of worship
是神所喜悦的
Spiritual act of worship is to present my bodies as a sacrifice.
我们真实属灵敬拜的动作就是把我的身体献上，当做活祭。To
lay it all down on that altar.
把一切放在坛上。
I'm not my own.
不再属于我自己。
Jesus said, "You take up your cross daily and follow me."
主耶稣说，天天背起你的十字架来跟从我。
And when I read that verse a year ago or so, and I saw that we're going to worship and coming back, and I began to think about what they did.
在我读这一段经文之前，我曾经思想过几年前。
I don't know that I consciously think of it every day, but from time to time, I challenge myself. How well am I worshiping?
也许我不是天天思想，但是我常常挑战我说，我今天的敬拜是如何。
Have I really learned what it means?
我真的明白敬拜的意义吗？
Do I understand what Corrie Ten Boom meant when she said it's loose hands?
当我真的明白那个 Ten Boom姊妹说有一个松松的双手。
But I like this and I want that and I love this and but is it taking the first place in my life?
我喜欢这个，我爱那个，但是这些事情有没有成为我生命中的首位了？
The hymn writer, when he wrote the song "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," said, "All the vain things that charm me the most."
就像诗歌里所说的，
I sacrificed them to His blood.
我从前以为的世界的富贵荣华，
all the attractions,
都为十字架的缘故献在他的掌上。
All the attractions of this world.
这个世界所有的吸引,
the things that allure, that charm me, that I want, that I need, that I have to have.
这些世上我所喜欢的，吸引我的，或我必须要有的。
Take the whole world, but give me Jesus.
哦，你们都可以拿走，把世界都拿走，只要给我耶稣。
Everything else has lost its charm, but just to know Him, just to follow Him, just to please Him.
所有的事情都失去了它的吸引力，我只要主自己，我只要跟随他。
So Abraham, he offered the ram instead of his son, his only son Isaac.
对，那一天亚伯拉罕把那个公羊给献上了，而不是献上他的儿子以撒。
Genesis 22 is kind of a pencil sketch of Calvary.
在我们看到的，上世纪第22节，只是一切事情的一个影子。
God had an only begotten son.
真实的事情是什么？就是神把他的独生儿子。
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten son.
神如此的爱世人，把他自己的独生爱子赐给他们。
His son, who He and His father were one, and they were so close, and the father had never turned away from His son until the cross.
父神和儿子的关系是这么的亲密，他们从来没有分开，直到他的儿子在十字架上的时候。
But He took His son, His only son Jesus, whom He loved.
但是他把他唯一的独生爱子耶稣，
and He sent them down here to earth,
把他差派到世界来，
to be the propitiation for our sin,
为我们的罪献上，
to die on the cross,
为我们的罪成了挽回祭， 为我们死在十字架上。
When Jesus got to be 33 years of age, He was arrested.
当他被逮捕的时候， 他是33岁多。
They tried Him, a mock trial, and they found Him guilty.
他们诬告他，他们审判他，决定他是有罪的。
They let Him out to Golgotha's hill.
他们带他到各个他山上。
Surely something's going to happen now. The knife's not going to come down on Jesus.
我们想说啊，既然神阻止了亚伯拉罕，神这一次一定也会不会伤害他的儿子。
But there was no, now I know, Jesus, now I know, it's time, no, don't go through this.
但是神并没有说， 哦， 耶稣，我现在知道了。
It pleased the Lord to bruise Him.
神喜悦他被压伤。
He became the sacrifice on that cross.
耶稣为我们在十字架上成为牺牲。
He bled and died.
他的确流血而死。
He finished the work.
他完成了他的工作。
You know, sometimes the knife stays up here, sometimes the knife comes down.
你知道，有的时候神的带领是让刀子停在这里，但是有的时候他让刀子落下来。
I'd like to, in closing, remind you of just one more story from the Bible. We find it in John chapter 4.
最后我想在圣经里的一个，在约翰福音第四章的一个故事做结。
There are a lot of other teachings in the Bible that talk to us about worship.
在圣经里有很多地方教导我们敬拜的意义。
David talks about it. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
大卫教我们在敬拜里是在我们的圣洁里敬拜。
But Jesus in John 4 gave a teaching about worship.
但是约翰福音第四章，主耶稣亲自教导敬拜的。
I mentioned a little bit of it earlier.
我以前提过一下。
But the story is very interesting.
但是这个故事实在太有意思了。
He teaches a woman about worship who you would be surprised that he would teach her.
你会很稀奇，主耶稣教导任何人都可以，怎么选了这个女人呢？
She didn't need to learn about worship. She needed to learn about morals and how to live a righteous, clean life.
因为这女人需要的不是学习怎么样敬拜，乃是知道怎么样过一个有道德圣洁的生活。
But we read that Jesus had to go through Samaria.
但是为了他，耶稣特别绕道去撒玛利亚。
He had an appointment to meet this woman at that well.
他有一个，他定义要在那里遇见这个女人。
Jesus' disciples went to town to buy some bread or food.
当时他的门徒到城里去买食物了。
Maybe McDonald's was open, I don't know.
也许去麦当劳了。
And Jesus is sitting at the well.
耶稣坐在井旁。
He's a Jew.
他是一个犹太人。
It kind of was obvious that he was Jewish, maybe his dress, maybe his looks.
无论是他看起来像还是衣着像，反正他很明显是个犹太人。
And she comes out to the well in the middle of the day, in the heat of the day, to draw water.
这个妇人在日正当中的时候来打水。
Not an easy job, a hard job, not done in the middle of the day.
这个打水本身就蛮辛苦了，你怎么会在日正当中的时候来做？
Perhaps she was there because...She had a reputation in town that wasn't good.
也许因为她名声不好，所以她选择在中午出来。
She didn't want to be shamed by the others, and maybe she just snuck out in the middle of the day to do her jobs.
她不想遇到任何人，遭受人侮辱，所以她就选择中午的时候出来。
Jesus strikes up a conversation with her.
然后主耶稣就开始跟她搭讪。
Could you give me a drink?
她说，请你给我点水喝。
How is it that you're asking me for a drink? You're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. We have nothing to do with each other.
他说你是犹太人，我是撒玛利亚人，你为什么跟我要水喝呢？我们通常都不往来的。
And the conversation goes on. I'm not going to go into the whole conversation.
我不会讨论这个对话的细节。
But Jesus offers to her living water.
但是呢，逐渐呢，耶稣呢就给她提供活水。
He knew all about this lady.
因为耶稣很知道这个妇人的情
形。He didn't read about it in the newspaper or hear about it by word of mouth, but Jesus knew.
耶稣虽然不是读报纸的时候看见，但是他的确知道这个女人的光景。
He knew she had been married 5 times already.
他知道她有结过5次的婚。
The man that you're living with, he's not your husband.
他现在同居的男人甚至不是他的丈夫。
You're trying to find some satisfaction in a relationship.
因为这个女人试着在关系里面找到满足。
Your soul is going to be restless until it finds its rest in me.
你永远不会有安息的，直到你在我里面找到安息。
Now those are the words Jesus spoke to her. He said to her, "Lady, if you knew who I was,"
所以他说，妇人，你若真知道我是谁，
"you would ask me to give you water, living water, and I'd give it to you."
你必早早向我求，我也早给你活水。
She had no idea what he was talking about.
那妇人完全不知道他。
I can't blame her. I wouldn't have understood it either.
我不怪她，因为如果我是她，我也不明白。
And then she realizes he's talking some religious stuff, and so she'll get religious too. Hey, you guys worship on that mountain, and we here we worship over there.
哦，她发现主耶稣在讲一些跟宗教似乎跟宗教有关的内容。她说，哦，说起宗教，你们说我们的父是说在山上礼拜，你们说在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said, I don't care if you worship in Pomona or if you worship in San Gabriel.Or if you worship in Culver City.
耶稣说，我才不在乎你们是在 Pomona 敬拜，还是在 San Gabriel， 还是在 Culver City 敬拜。
The true worshippers worship in New York. Oh no, no, I'm sorry. You could translate that.
Do I have to?
No.
Okay. 真正的敬拜的都在纽约。
Jesus said the true worshippers don't worship on that mountain or over there or over here.
耶稣说，真正的敬拜的不是在山上，也不是在这里，也不是在那里。
But true worshippers.
真正的敬拜者。
Loose hands,
是手是松的
offering their bodies as living sacrifices,
是把自己的身体献上当作活祭的
giving to me their best, their all,
把他们最好的，把他们所有的献给神
true worshippers worship me,
真的敬拜者是敬拜我
in spirit and in truth,
是在心灵和真实的里面敬拜
I don't care how loud you sing, I don't care what song you sing, I don't care how many harmonies and chords you put into it,I'm seeking true worshippers.
我不在乎你唱歌的时候有多大声，和音有多协和，多美妙。我在乎的是用你的心真实的在敬拜我。
Don't misunderstand me. I am not suggesting you don't sing. I'm not suggesting we don't join together and have choirs. I'm suggesting we continue to do that. But that's not necessarily the essence of worship.
请不要搞错我的意思，我不是说你们不要来在一起唱诗，不要有诗班的敬拜，那些都是很好的。但是重点是我们不要误掉、失误了，不认识敬拜的真实的意义。
Jesus is telling this lady, what you need to do is you need to worship me.
主耶稣在这里告诉这个妇人说，你知道你需要的，所以要做的是什么吗？就是真的敬拜我。
You need to understand what that means.
我们必须要了解这个意义。
Because I deserve it all, and I'm worthy of it all.
因为我配得全所有啊。
And from me are all things.
因为所有的事都从我而出。
And I'll give to you the all things that I am, and it'll become in you a river of living water.
我把我所有的给你，在你里面要成为一个活水的泉源。
It'll spring up unto everlasting life.
可以永流。
And you won't have to try to find it in that relationship or that man or he's cute and I want him and he's next. No.
你不要在男人的身上找到你的满足、啊。
And it won't be in a barn or a bigger barn or a better one or a new geographical location. Oh, no.
也不是在这个酒吧那个酒吧中找到你的满足。
But you'll find that I'm satisfying every need that you have in your heart. Everything that pertains to life and to godliness is found in me.
你会发现你生命中所有的需要你在基督里可以找到满足。
You just need to learn to give it all. Give your life to me.
你需要做的就是把一切献给我。
Hey, lady, you want to lay down here on this altar and be a sacrifice?
所以妇人啊，把你自己放在坛上成为活祭。
That's your spiritual act of worship.
这是你属灵真实的
敬拜。That's what Father seeks.
这是父所要寻找的。
And this morning, I believe that he still seeks such.
我相信今天早晨神仍在我们当中寻找真实的敬拜。
I look at my own life, my own heart.
我看看我自己的一生，我看我的心。
Lord, am I really worshiping you as you want me to?
主啊，我有没有按照你所希望的方式在敬拜你？
Have I given you my all today?
我今天有没有把我一切献给你？
Is it all on the altar of sacrifice laid? My heart, does the spirit control?
我是不是把一切都放在祭坛上？
I don't want to withhold anything.
我不愿意握住任何的东西。
I don't want you to have to pry anything out of my hands. You're worthy of it all.
我不要你必须用力搬开我的手，拿走任何事情。我把一切都给你。
I wonder if we've all given everything to Jesus.
我不知道我们是不是愿意把所有都献给主。
Yes, your own life also.
是的，你所有，你的整个生命。
All my plans, all my wishes, the songwriter says, all at my feet. In ashes lay.
我所有的计划，我所有的野心都放在你的脚前。
I delight to do your will, O God.
我只愿意你的旨意成就。
What wilt thou have me to do?
主啊，你要我做什么？
Speak, Lord.
主啊，请你说话。
Your servant hears.
请你告诉我，我在。
I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'm yours.
我会去你要我去的地方，说你要我说的话，做你要我做的事。我完全倾听降服。
I'm all on that altar.
我完全在祭坛上。
Every one of you know that little chorus that we sing, not a chorus, a song. I surrender all.
知道吗？那首诗歌，完全归所主所有。
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence. You know that song? Maybe we can sing it together.
我们也许可以唱这首歌 I surrender all.
That's the one. Yeah, we can sing it together. And I've sung that song.
我唱过这首诗歌。
I don't know, maybe 1,000 times, probably more.
大概一千遍以上了。
You maybe sung it an awful lot and you know it by memory and maybe you even know it backwards.
你可能也很熟悉这首诗歌，甚至倒背如流。
But I need to keep giving.
但是我要学的就是不断的把自己给
予。A fresh surrender.
要有一个降服的心。
Maybe this morning,
今天早上
this front here is like Mount Moriah.
我们假想一下，这个前面讲台的前面是摩利亚山。
There's an altar up here.
在这里有一个祭坛。
And there is an altar up here, a real one.And we could, yeah, that too.
312.
And we can come to Moriah.
我们可以来到摩利亚山上。
We can bring our Isaacs. We can bring ourselves. We can be the sacrifice. We can bring our best.
我们可以带着我们的以撒，我们的自己，把我们的一生带到主面前。
I did that last week.
上礼拜我做过一样的事。
I'll do that today.
今天我仍然要做这样的事。
Is it all on the altar this morning?
今天早晨是不是我的全所有都在祭坛上
Surrender it all.
全然奉献
Give it all to Jesus.
把一切都给耶稣
Your hopes, your plans, your wishes, your aspirations.
你的计划你的野心你的盼望
Lord, it's my reasonable service.
这是我理所当然的
My spiritual act of worship is to lay it all on that altar of sacrifice.
这是我属灵的敬拜就是把一切放在你的坛上
I think it's a privilege to do.
我觉得这是我们的荣耀，是我们的特权。
It's not austere or hard. When you save your life, Jesus said you'll lose it.
主耶稣说，那个要爱惜性命的就会失丧生命。
If you lose your life for my sake and the gospel, you'll find it.
为我的缘故，为福音的缘故，放下自己的生命，反而要得着生命。
We can come to that altar of sacrifice this morning and lose our lives.
我们可以来到这个牺牲的祭坛上
lady,
把我们的生命献上
That lady that Jesus met at the well in Samaria lost her past, her life, but she found new life, better life.
那天撒玛利亚的妇人在井旁她过去是完全失落的
resurrection life, living life.
但是那一天她得着一个复活的生命
And so I would ask us this morning if you'd like to as we sing together.
所以今天早晨当我们一起唱诗的时候我想请问你
We came last night, I know, and we stood and we prayed and we asked the Lord for help.
我知道昨天晚上我们许多人到前面来求神帮助我们
And I'd like to come this morning again myself and present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
今天早晨我也愿意再度来到主的面前把自己献在他的手中像活祭
like to pray again.
是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
I'd like to pray today, Lord, take me as I am.
今天我愿意告诉主说，照我本相接受我。
I'm all yours.
我完全属于你。
Body, soul, and spirit.
我的灵魂、身体都属于你。
Let's stand as we sing.
让我们站起来唱这首诗歌。
Oh. As we sing this last verse,
我们唱最后一节的时候
when we get to that chorus, if you'd like to come and surrender to Jesus on Mount Moriah this morning, come and give yourself afresh and anew.
若是你愿意更新你的奉献，或者是把自己全然在摩利亚山上献给耶稣，
we're going to pray together.
我们唱副歌的时候，你就到前面来，我们一起祷告。
We're going to ask the Lord for His help.
我们求神来帮助我们。
He's faithful.
他是信实的。
So come if you'd like as we sing that last stanza.
当我们唱最后一节的时候，你愿意可以到前面来。
All to Jesus I surrender now. Oh, I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Oh, Jesus, we give ourselves to you this morning. Oh, take us as we are, Lord.Take us as we are, Lord. We surrender everything to you. Oh, Lord, you know every one of us. Dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give it all to you. We give it all to you. We put on the altar of sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now Jesus knows this morning what it is that you're bringing.
主耶稣深知今天早晨你带到他面前的是什么。
You got to lay it down on the altar.
你要把它放在祭坛上。
And then it's got to be killed, put to death.
你所放的必须要被杀。
You don't want to walk away from this altar and carry it back home with you.
所以你不要等一下离开祭坛的时候还把祭物带回去。
Some of what we offer is not good. It's displeasing, and we know that.
有时候我们所摆上的是神所不喜悦的，我们知道。
Maybe our thoughts, they're not what they ought to be.
也许我们的心思是不讨神喜悦。
Maybe our tongues, we talk too much and we say the wrong things.
或者我们的言语不讨神的喜悦。
The things that are displeasing to the Lord, but we can dump them off this morning and put them on the altar.
我们知道很多我们所说所做的是神不喜悦的，今天都可以
放在祭坛上。Lord, I don't need to be this way and I don't want to be this way.
主啊，我不应该是这样，我也不要这样。
Lord, I give it all to you.
所以我把它一切交给你。
But it's not only the things we don't want, it's the things that we love the most.
但是我们摆上的不仅是我们神不喜悦的，还有我们所珍爱的。
Maybe you're Abraham. Maybe you're Abraham this morning.
也许你是亚伯拉罕。
You bring your best. You bring your only son Isaac, whom you love.
今天早上你把你最爱的，你的独生子。
But you're ready to do that. You're willing to do that.
你愿意，你也预备好了献给
主。You put that on that altar. You lay it down.
你把它放在祭坛上。
Maybe some of us are wanting to lay down our own lives. Maybe we're Isaac.
也许我们是以撒，我们要把自己完全献给神。
And we climbed up on that altar freely, volitional.
我们甘心的、快乐的爬上祭坛。
Not under a threat, not under duress, but we want to.
并不是被威胁或要求，而是我愿意。
In obedience to our Father.
我们愿意顺服我的阿爸父。
It is your reasonable, your spiritual act of worship.
因为这是我们属灵当然的事。
And so wherever you find yourself, put whatever it is on the altar.
无论是什么，就把它放在祭
坛上。Consciously say in your own heart, your own mind, here it is, Lord. I leave it with you. I put it on that altar.
有意识的对你自己的心说，告诉自己，我把它放在祭坛上。
And Lord, I'm not going home with this.
我不会把它带回家。
I am crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十字架。
This doesn't have to be part of me. I sacrifice it to you, Lord.
主啊，我把它全然当牺牲献给你，不再成为我的一部分。
Loose hands.
松开我的手。
The Father seeketh such.
因为父要这样的敬拜。
And I believe this morning He finds such.
我相信今天早晨在我们当中，父找到了这样的敬拜。
And that makes Father happy.
这是让他心喜悦。
It makes Him glad when He sees His children who please Him.
他的心因我们愿意讨他喜悦而欢喜。
And maybe He'll say of you this morning.
也许今天早晨他会对你说话。
Now I know.
现在
Now I know that you really love me.
现在我知道你真爱我。
You're willing to part with and give your all.
你愿意离开这些事情，把你全然归给我。
Now I know.
我知道了。
I surrender all.
主啊，全奉献。
We're going to sing that chorus one more time, and if there are those of you that would like to pray and help all of us, let's ask the Lord together to make that sacrifice complete.
让我们再把副歌唱一遍，那在我们当中可以有代表性的祷告，我们一起把自己和同伴献在主的手中。
I surrender.
奉献在你的脚前，求你来悦纳，求你 Our Heavenly Father, you have found true worshippers among us this morning. And it's our prayer that you obtain for yourself true worshippers. May there are many sacrifices on your altar. And you send down holy fire to burn away all the sacrifices so that your heart can be satisfied. Lord, obtain us. Not a single person lives for themselves. But we all live for the Lord who died and rose from the dead for us.
主啊,
Lord, obtain us.
一生敬拜你,
to be a worshipper for life.
荣耀你的自己,
to glorify yourself.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢主, 感谢主。